Brewers looking to win a series over their division rivals, the Cardinals. Matt Garza, first start off the 10-day DL. He got a lift from his defense in the second, facing Jose Martinez.
Martinez sends one deep into center field. That is way back. Broxton is at the wall, and he makes the catch. Keon Broxton climbs the wall and pulls one back.
Payoff pitch. Aguilar drive to deep left field. Back on it, Martinez looking up, gone.
Cardinals just tied it with a run on the top of the inning. Now Broxton into left field, beats him. Shaw is around third. He is going to try to score, and he will score. No throw from Martinez. Swarzak deals, and a swing and a high fly ball playable. Perez is over, and he's got it. Swarzak does the job.
3-2. Hey, struck him out looking. Corey Knebel.
2-1's your final. The Brewers hang on for the win. Garza gets it. He improves to 5-5, going 5 2/3 innings, allowing an earned run on 4 hits and striking out 4. Knebel picks up his 20th save. The last 5 have been 1-run saves. The Brewers pick up the series win despite scoring just 9 runs in the 3 games. Manager Craig Counsell spoke after the game.
No question, I think. All 4 guys, certainly they had to make pitches, and they did. They all did a really nice job. I thought Matt, he was very efficient through 4 innings. I think he was just 1 over the minimum for the first 4 innings. He got into a good battle with Piscotty and fouled off a bunch of pitches and then made a real nice pitch to him. He gave up the single to Garcia, but then got a big double play. So I love how he worked out of that jam. That was really good. And then he got a couple outs in the 6th, but a little trouble, and Jacob came in and got a huge out as well.
Craig, you've been in the organization a long time, and I've seen how a lot of these have been tough games against the Cardinals. Is it notable to you that not just this series, but the last couple, you've won some series from them?
It's not so much winning against the Cardinals, it's just winning. I think it's a big time of year. Every team we play, it's a big series for us right now. So, it's a hard-fought game, hard-fought series, 3 1-run games, 5 1-run games on the homestand. So, it's just coming out on top in a tough game.
What is it like that they have all these 1-run games? I mean, is there a little more, tension because of that?
For sure. Yeah, I think that's what 1-run games do. That's the beauty of baseball, right? Those 1-run games can swing on one pitch. They lead to the pitcher obviously having, every pitch being very important. And that they have to make pressure pitches. And then our bullpen came in, and, Swarzak's got to get Carpenter out, which is obviously a tough at-bat, and a couple tough at-bats against Corey, but I give them credit. Piscotty had a really tough at-bat, and he made some pitches on Garcia finally.
It looked like Swarzak's shoulder slumped on that ball that Wong hit. It looked like he thought it was a home run, and it hit high off the wall, and he really recovered well after that.
He definitely made pitches. I didn't think he got it, but in this park, that spot is kind of the dangerous spot for sure. It ends up being a double, and he ends up coming back really nicely from it.
What can a day like this do for Keon Broxton to get that big catch, also have the game-winning RBI?
Well, I think Keon's, to the 3 days back, Keon's done a really nice job. I think his at-bats have been progressively improving for sure. I thought he had good at-bats, finished the game yesterday, a couple good at-bats today. So, like we said before, he's a player that, when hot, does a lot of damage. His contact is hard contact. It's damage. His defense has been pretty darn good this year, and I think it's still improving. So he's a player that can impact both sides of the baseball for us.
We had to watch that catch a couple of times. It looked like it was going to be out. It was like the most casual.
Yeah, well, he got there. It was hit pretty high, so he got there in plenty of time. He's so tall, it didn't really look like he had to jump that much even for it.
That decisive run, Craig, is something you guys have, you know, struggled to do lately. Three straight two-out hits.
And, yeah.
You know, it can be done, right?
Yeah, I was encouraged today. I thought we did a nice job against Walker. I was encouraged by we put pressure on him. We've talked about let's keep putting pressure on the starting pitcher. We put pressure on Walker nicely. I was happy with that. You know, the hit kind of wasn't there against Walker, but we did get to their bullpen, you know, after four innings and made a bunch of guys have a good day. And we did a nice job with two outs and finishing with Keon's hit.
And because of that, how big was Garza to being able to just keep them limited there?
Yeah, I mean, that was a big inning. I mean, we take the lead 2-1, and those, you know, those innings are always big, and how they set up your bullpen the rest of the game. So to put up a zero in that sixth and Jacob getting that last out, which I think is something that, you know, I hope we see a bunch from him, is kind of, you know, finishing that starter's day off and a tough inning for that starter, Jacob finishing that off. That was, you know, I think part of, you know, the benefit of acquiring Anthony is putting Jacob in that earlier spot, and sometimes four outs is going to be his job, and he did it today.
Anything with Jet? Like
Jet's got a fractured rib. Yeah. X-rays were taken, and he's got a fractured rib. So probably a result of not sure, you know, but there was a hit by pitch a couple days ago. It might be, you know, and it's actually the same injury. Had the same injury where you get hit by a pitch and you think it's just a bruise. And so I don't. It might be from that. That's kind of speculation. We're never going to know that answer to that. But
so obviously going on the DL.
He'll go on the DL. Yeah.
What made him X-ray in the middle of the game?
We took him out of the game.
He was just having.
He took a swing in the eighth inning. He took a swing in the eighth inning.
Why did it? Yeah.
There was a swing in the eighth inning that did it. Certainly, it wasn't beforehand. You know what I mean? If that makes sense.
Do you have any other moves for us today?
Brandon Woodruff will pitch tomorrow. The other moves we're going to have to discuss.
But you got to get a catcher up, right, Craig?
Yeah, we're going to need a catcher, yeah.
The Brewers' Keon Broxton was 1-for-2 with the go-ahead RBI, and of course, that great catch. He spoke after the big win.
Well, I just saw he got good contact on it, so I ran back as close as I could to the wall and saw I had a chance to catch it, so I just made a little leap, and the ball hit the glove, so I caught it.
We talked about just your week at Colorado Springs and the confidence that you were able to reestablish. How did that start last night and then carry over into a three-hit day here for you today?
It was huge, just going back and get my stick working again, relearn how to hit pretty much, and come back out here and help the team anywhere I can. So it's awesome to get it done today. I'm going to keep it rolling.
It was a tough series here over the weekend against the Cubs, another tight series here against the Cardinals. Just overall, how do you feel about the team's play here this week?
I love it. I love this team. I love this fans. It's awesome playing here, and we're going to battle every day. So we're ready to do it.
Up next, the Brewers take on the Rays in St. Petersburg. It's Zach Davies and Jacob Faria.